You're listening to the PBE Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the feed on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Anchor, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. You don't want to miss any great audio content from the Pro Baseball Experience. Now let's get on with today's show.
Season 36, episode 2 of the Dillo Den. You know, you always got the Cookie Monster, Dak, and Bazooka Joe. But we finally have ourselves a special guest. Introduce yourself, kind sir.
I'm Zodiac.exe. This is my first time on the podcast. First note I have here is that a scud is stinky. Am I doing it right?
Oh, you're doing it well. You're doing it very well.
All right, awesome.
Professional.
Yes, so we got our first special guest. It's Zodiac, and it's finally great to... I mean, we got our team captain from the Armadillos here. I guess tell us a little bit about your player and how'd you hear about the league and stuff there, Zodiac?
Well, I don't have any previous experience in any sim leagues, so I pretty much... how I heard about the PBE is I do a Reddit game called Fake College Football, and their Discord had an ad from like February that I found while I was just scrolling through. Decided to look a little more into it after the Broncos had just gotten done disappointing me again.
Cool.
And I think there was one team that actually got me really into the idea, and that was the Indianapolis Apex, because I'm a huge racing fan. I just thought a race car branded team in Indianapolis was such a cool idea that I wanted to be part of the league as a whole. So I looked around the forum a little bit, tried to follow just kind of every piece of advice I could dig up there, made a handyman catcher, and that was Zodiac Blue Sky.
Nice. And then he got drafted and haven't played one inning behind the plate.
picked up on waivers, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Best waiver pickup of the year last year.
Yeah, we definitely added. That is the best waiver pickup. The year before that, the best waiver pickup was me. Or was that 2 years ago before that?
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, the good thing about the PBE and the majors is that they kind of keep it their cities. They kind of keep it with their teams. So. You get the Providence and the Crabs, you know, New York Voyagers, kind of, except for, you know, the Boise Raptors. You know, I'm not really familiar with that, but other than that, kind of keeps it in the flow with that. It's nice to have you on here.
Yeah, and hey, at least the moon has the Space Rangers, so that's probably good.
Exactly. You know, got to keep it local.
Yeah, no, I was looking into your signature one day and your render and had to Google that guy and saw he was a race car guy. I don't know anything about it, but looks like it worked out for you. And it's nice to have a reason to be here and fun time to play. That's kind of, I was digging around in the OOTP Discord channel. It was the only server I had on Discord. I was never on Discord and trying to find out when OOTP Go was coming out and accidentally clicked on the wrong channel and found an ad and wound up here. So about the same thing.
I didn't do any of that. You just told me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, that works.
So since you've been here, I mean, you kind of burst into the scene. You didn't do too much. I think you were a platoon hitter the last half of last year, and then you just caught fire in the World Series. You were the World Series MVP last season. What's been your favorite part and your least favorite part so far?
Favorite part? I mean, I've been doing a lot of written articles that where I basically just go through the index and then pull a bunch of stats and try to find some meaning in them. And sometimes it goes well, and sometimes I get a little drunk and I try to make predictions based on spring training. So
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I love just going through the index. The only bad thing I have to say about the index is that it replaces game IDs every season. So if I wanted to say go back to season six and look at the World Series, I can't find the box scores. I only have like the scorecard.
It is a little frustrating, especially since I'm like a numbers freak and I like looking at stats and stuff like that. So I get where you're coming from.
Well, you guys got to learn how to download the game and the save file.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that.
You can go. I think you can go through almost all that on the game in OOTP. But
yeah, that sounds like a project for when I've got time,
or when you're drinking.
Yeah, or that too.
Yeah. So my least favorite part is writing. I hate writing. Never liked it. I don't like the 150 words. I don't like 300 words. I complain anytime I have to do an introduction or I have to do over 2,000 words. I kind of bitch at Dak, and he truly enjoys it. But, I mean, it's the only way to get TP, at least some real solid TP. So that's why I kind of do it. But, God, I hate it.
Yeah, it soured on me. I like to do the same sort of thing you did, except last year I just kind of BS'd everything and pretended it was real. So I did this whole entire minors draft recap for Double Media, and it was something stupid, I think like 10,000 words. And,
oh, geez.
And I went in and I, like the Dillos, for example, I took the Dillos' best career war player and I used whatever their stats were for that guy's projections, whoever got drafted. And then I like graded those. And so it had literally no correlation with the actual player at all. But some of these guys had just terrible rookie seasons. And so I just was shitting on everyone's draft pick. Everybody got mad at me. And they're like, oh, you think I was a reach, huh? And I was like, dude, I honestly have no idea who you are.
And the hipcaps just absolutely adore you.
Oh, yeah. I think I was just railing on the hipcats about every single one of their picks. And I had to tell him, I was like, dude, I don't even know who you picked. I didn't look into them. I just copied and pasted some stuff and made up words.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fun. I like doing it to make some money and get a big cushion. Speaking of money, I keep spending it all. You got a job there at the casino with Jabs. How's that been going?
It's been going pretty good. I had a bit of a kerfuffle last night with user bets because apparently this thing called the World Cup or something is going on. So everyone wanted to make bets on that with each other.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're baseball fans. We don't like soccer. I mean, what is that?
So it's something to do with, like, I think they call it football, but that can't be right. There's no World Cup for football.
That's corny.
Yeah, what do they do? Hit the ball with their foot? How stupid.
And they ended a 0-0 tie? Wow, weird.
That was actually the last thing I was thinking of. I know Joe doesn't really get into the sports books much, but did you place a bet on the World Cup?
Not on the World Cup, no.
Okay.
Especially, I have no idea who's favorite. All I know is that the United States actually made it for once. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. I did all these, and World Series winner. I had the Cardinals, so that didn't work out.
Nice.
It was a good pick until we gave up six runs in the top of the ninth in game one.
Yeah.
Not the best. For the World Cup, I just kind of looked at the odds and went with Germany at plus 1,000. So should pay out nice. You're only allowed to bet 100,000. So.
Yeah, I haven't really dug into it. I just been sitting around the 25 mil mark and then spending it and stuff. So these Dillo Den podcasts are keeping me afloat. But who's your main MLB team there, Zodiac?
Cardinals.
You are a Cardinals fan. Where are you from though?
I was born in St. Louis, grew up in Chicago, and I'm going to college in like rural Missouri.
Jeez, I heard you bring up the Broncos. Are you a Broncos fan or?
Yeah, for better or for worse, yeah.
Well, we're both from Seattle. We're not really Seahawks fans, but I mean, Dak is. I'm more of a 49er fan, but how you liking them Russell Wilson memes?
I'm riding.
Yeah, your Subway, Eat Fresh.
Yeah, gotta get that Danger Witch every once in a while. Support the team.
That's great. All right, let me go ahead and flip this.
Who'd you get drafted by?
Oh,
did
yeah.
You drafted by Indy?
No, but I did hear a couple picks later, they did actually bring my name up as I was someone they wanted, which was kind of cool, but the team that actually drafted me was the Toros.
Yeah. Oh. Full-on rebuild, but they should be good when you get called up.
Yeah, exactly. I think Twitchy's been doing a great job over there. He's been a good resource outside the Dillos for, you know, getting me through the league, getting me money.
Yeah. It's tough. It's definitely a different breed when Dak and I were pretty excited to be on the same minors team and stuff like that. And then we both got called up what I thought was kind of early. And then the whole TPE or the whole PBE thing kind of flamed out a little bit for me because I didn't really know anyone on Major's team, but then I kind of got myself out there and it got back to being interesting and all that stuff. But it's definitely a different kind of game. So
how's Nashville doing so far? How's the Zook?
Oh crap. Let's dig into this. Let me go ahead and take a look at this. So Nashville sitting at 24-16, first in the Champions Conference East. We're barely hanging on right now against the Detroit Demons, who I think will probably eventually pull ahead of us. But we're having a good year. Pitching wise, we're pretty strong. I swear to God, the changing of the archetype this year has made my pitcher a little bit more vulnerable, I guess. But the flamethrower for relief pitcher is still, I think, meta for majors. I don't know. I'm having a...
Hey everybody, it's Jabs, encouraging you to come on down and check out the PBE Casino. Even if you don't have a ton of money in your PBE bank accounts, we have free plays for pretty much every single game. That's a risk-free $100,000 wager. So if you lose, you don't lose anything. If you win, then you win some money. We also have new for this year, Dak's idea, is our match plays. So you can put half of your wager down, the casino will match half, and then if you win, you get double the payouts. If you lose, then you only lose half of your risk. So a lot of fun stuff. Check it out on JSync.
Good year. I'm sitting at a 2.88 ERA right now. I actually have four saves, two losses, and a win. But, overall, it's not bad. I just wish my strikeouts were a little higher. I have 26 and 24 and 25 innings, which is way below my 15.5 that I averaged last year as a rookie. And this year, I'm just averaging probably around just a little bit over 9, as you can tell. And yeah, it's just been one of those weird years. I'm being used a lot more. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So
we were looking at it last week when Nashville posted like four or five trades in a row.
Yeah.
And you guys traded your second baseman or shortstop, Calavera, and ended up cleared a bunch of cap space so you could sign the former Crab, Luka Dordovic.
Mm-hmm.
21 games, about half the games, and he's, what, 4 behind the lead in home runs? He's got 7 home runs already.
Yeah, he posted a meme on our page, basically like, I'm only hitting 212, and it's like a guy crying, and then it's comes back in the right, and it's like, oh, but he has 7 home runs, you know, not bad. So, I mean, you can't ask for much more than what he's doing in the 3-hole right now. I don't care if he's hitting a buck 98 or something. If he's hitting 7+ home runs per stream, I think we'll take that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a pretty strong ad right now. And, I mean, right now I would say that we're lacking in the offensive part of this team. But we do got some guys like Jovithany Brizzo and Michael Williams who are having some pretty solid years right now. So I would see that keep on going. Esteban Escolito needs to step up a little bit more. He's usually one of our top guys. Yep Yuppers is still out. I mean, he's leading the team in, with 11 home runs, and he's hitting 243. So I think this team's going to be fine. I think we're going to make the playoffs. So, and we might actually shock me and actually win this this division. So you never know. It's pretty tight, the division, especially with Lunar Base coming out of nowhere. They're sitting at 500. The only one that's pretty bad is, of course, the Indianapolis Apex sitting at 8-32. But it's going to be a race to the finish, pun intended. And, yeah, I expected your Providence Crabs to kind of fall apart after your hot, what was it, 7-0 start?
Yeah, I think the first stream we started 7-0.
And then you guys lost 6 in a row after that?
Yeah.
How do you do that? So, I don't know. I mean, how is your season going with the Crabs?
About 10 times better than I thought it would.
Yeah, said you were, what would you say before? You were saying probably around 700 to 800 TP is when you're thinking about breakout?
Yeah. I mean, I completely redid my build and everything, but yeah, my old build, definitely I thought 700 TPE was going to be where I started breaking out. But yeah, I'm loving where I'm at right now, getting to play full-time first base.
Hitting 1.1 war? Damn, dude.
Oh, yeah, 273, 7 homers. Good fielding. I mean, yeah, I'm at first, but I did invest like a little bit in it.
Right.
And I think I just got moved. I was hitting 8th, I think. Or maybe 7th, and they'd move me up one spot. I had
nothing better than getting moved up in the roster.
You know, it's nice too, because last stream, I think it was 8 games, I had a hit in every game, and mm-hmm. I went back and looked, and I was on like a 13 game hitting streak.
Damn.
And then, you know, so I was like, oh man, I hope they know that I'm hot, and so they moved me up. And I started off this stream, I think the first 2-3 games I got a hit. And then broke the streak. But, yeah, doing pretty freaking good. I'm excited. It's a lot more fun than being a platoon DH hitting 200.
Oh, yeah, dude. Last year, being a platoon, I mean, that's not really why you sign up to play PBE, but I get what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, we just need we got a couple extra pitchers this season.
I noticed picked
up
that.
Picked up a reliever and picked up 2 inactive relievers, and the inactive relievers are actually doing okay, kind of holding their own, and we might need to look at getting them a couple more innings. So
we'll see. Yeah, you guys have 3 relievers, which can be tough. I mean, we have 4 on the Stars,
but we have 5.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So there's 2 that are listed as like none specified.
Oh, every time I look in here, you guys just, your bullpen, your middle relief is just exhausted every time.
Well, yeah, it only shows 3.
Yeah.
And those two dudes only pitch like in emergencies or something.
Hmm.
But I think they're doing okay. I can see him. That's another thing. Like, I can see him when I'm opening up the save file in the game. I can see more of that stuff. So,
Your starters all have some pretty high ERAs.
Yeah, I think they're stretched out a little too long, but
in
there.
Well, I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong here. We're both sitting in first in our division, same record.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can strike you out again.
One time. One time. Well, Zodiac, why don't you give us a rundown how you think how the Dillos are starting, who's hot, who's not, and
how your player's doing and stuff.
Yeah, I think, honestly, we're doing all right. We're sitting just below 500, but right now that seems like it's good enough to get a spot in the playoffs the way everyone else is playing. For some reason, Gritty is just nailing it in the starting rotation. He won the minor league top pitcher trophy for May. And then Cali is going out just mashing balls everywhere. So he's got the May top batter award. Basically the entire outfield and Hector Salamanca are doing great. And then the infield is kind of where we're lagging in terms of offense from the looks of it. And that includes myself, because I'm chasing 300 right now, and it's a struggle.
Yeah, definitely can be a struggle. I mean, I think being a relief pitcher, me coming up through the minors was probably the easiest way of going. I couldn't imagine being a position player. I have no idea how that's going to, since it's my first build, I have no idea how that goes, but everything that you guys have to upgrade just seems like a nightmare. And I kind of like where your guy's standing, though, with the 50-50 power and the 55 contact. I see where you're kind of going with. And, I mean, the home runs will probably come. One is definitely not what you want right now, but I could see that coming in the future, you know, a couple more. But 274 average ain't bad at all in the minors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, being a balanced hitter, not bad and all. But when I'm looking over at Cali, who's in my draft class and also a catcher, and he's invested nothing in defense, and he's out here hitting 286, or sorry, no, 361 with 14 home runs.
I mean, that's the MVP front runner right now. I mean, that guy, he knows what he's doing, building his player too. So I don't know how many builds he's had in the past, but I think this might be his second or third.
Well, I'll have to ask him. Like you said, he's got a huge advantage not putting anything at all into defense.
True. Yeah, I mean, he definitely does. I mean, his power's at 68 overall. That's crazy for minor league.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous for the minors.
Yeah. But I think you guys have the opposite problem of my team and the Stars is that your pitching staff is atrocious besides Gritty.
Yeah, yeah, Gritty's a bot, so.
Yeah, I mean, Claw Daddy, I hope he listens to this, is just absolute trash, and I don't like the person at all. He reminds me of a scud, and he just needs to be kicked to the curb.
There's no way he'll ever listen to this.
God, no, there's no way.
Yeah, man, I have been running in circles trying to find a solution for our rotation. Claw Daddy's our only active starting pitcher, so he has to be in the rotation.
Right.
And then Roggy is our only active reliever. Oh, and Hex. But they're relievers, so they have to be in the bullpen.
It'd be nice to move Hex to a starting pitcher like you've been talking about, and he seems to be doing well.
That would be nice, yeah, if we can get him to keep updating and getting better and kind of, you know, being in a groove, then we can talk to him about it. I don't know how he feels about it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the way we got it set up right now is pretty much, you know, a quick hook and low pitch count for our starters. And we got four long relievers that can all kind of rack up some innings.
I mean, we have 200 relievers. Our pitching staff is probably the biggest of the minors.
And I just roll the dice after that with the rest of the game.
Yeah, I can see Riabi's having an okay season. But the GOAT Duke Smith himself, a $1.99 ERA, man. Not too bad.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're lacking at the shortstop with Marcellus Clay, man. God, that guy kills me.
Well, he's got the opposite problem that Cali does. Like, I think he's one of the best defenders and speed guys in the league.
Yeah.
And so you just pay the price not being able to hit very well.
Yeah. Have we gotten a hold of Detweiler? I don't think we have.
No. He never showed. I was disappointed. His build looked pretty good. It looked kind of like a little power hitter. Three true outcome type guy, and yeah, he can't hit nothing. So
pour one out. There's another lost soul.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we upgrade games and can switch.
Like to thank our sponsor of this podcast, the PBE Merch Store. The new and improved store here at the PBE, brought to you by Blood Monkey, now carries official minor league PBE and major league PBE hats, jerseys, shirts, and sweatshirts. Right now they're running the charity event with batting lineup shirts and custom bullpen shirts for every team in the league. Go check out now at the PBE Merch Store.
Which archetypes again someday soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're running Speedy seems to do okay every now and then, and he's another guy who's stuck at 100. I don't think he's coming back. He hasn't checked in a while. He plays left field, and so that kind of moves things around. And I think I've been trying putting Martinez at third base. Yeah, versus righties, I got Speedy in at left and threw Martinez down at third base, which moves Zodiac over to second again. Zodiac, you're just like easy to put everywhere.
I'm playing utility infield as a catcher.
Yeah. What a skill. What a skill.
You're like a total Mariner. Like, you got all this promise, and then the coach just, like, moves you around and messes with you every day, and you can't find a groove. So.
Yeah, but unlike the Mariners, he makes the playoffs every year, so.
Damn right.
God. We're on a 3-game losing streak, huh?
Yeah, not a pretty sim today. We'll have to look at that. I didn't do a whole lot of changes. I'm hoping I can get some stuff done and do a big change on like Monday.
Yeah,
next week. It's just pain. It's a pain being West Coast because they call the deadline at midnight, which is 9 o'clock for us, and so I get home and try and type it out, and I'm like, nah,
it's already done. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I submitted it at like 9:59 the other day.
Yeah. Well, it happens, especially, I mean, but like Zodiac said before, I think 500 will actually get us into the playoffs at this point.
I mean, I think so, and we've had some, like, I don't think I have any secret recipe, but we've definitely, last year, we pretty much ran the table in the playoffs. Like, we can set up a good team in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think we can definitely make some damage in the playoffs. And I mean, the bottom four teams in the minors, they seem to be fading pretty fast. Puerto Rico, State College, California, Anchorage. It's kind of weird to see Puerto Rico and California down there, but I don't see them making any ground here soon. They're garbage right now.
Yeah.
So let's see, Dak and your auction wins. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I'm sorry. Sarah outbid me for the
roast, man. The roasting scud. How much was it? Because I would have just thrown easily.
It was nothing.
Oh my God.
It was nothing.
I would have thrown like $50 at it, honestly.
Yeah, and I should have. I should have just done that. And
I would have went halvesy with you, dude.
I know. God.
Scott is just... so garbage, dude. Like, he's just the bottom of the barrel. So, but whatever. So Sarah gets to go ahead and do it, and cool.
Yeah, whatever. That's kind of more punishment for him. I won a custom video for Matt Bake, who's the like tentative co-GM right now of the Dillos, or of the Crabs. And I had no idea what to expect. And he hits me up and he goes, "Hey, I just posted your video." And I went and looked, and I still haven't really talked to him if he like knew I was a Mariners fan or not. But it's like little scenes of Cookie Monster mixed in with highlights of Jay Buhner. And I'm like, dude.
No way, dude. That's the coolest thing ever.
I'm like, that was my walk-up music in high school. I shaved my head. I was like, that was my dude.
So dreamy in high school, dude. What happened?
Oh, man. I want to be like Junior.
Yeah.
I want a personal stream or something with It's Tim on Twitch. I still got to pick one of these games. Do you play any like video games, Zodiac?
Yeah. I actually spend a couple hours streaming with another friend of mine every week or so.
Oh, do you play any horror games?
Not usually, because I'm a bit of a coward, but they're fun every once in a while.
So I won this prize. This dude's gonna do a live stream, personalized live stream, and I gotta pick between Five Nights at Freddy's 1, Alien Isolation, Among the Sleep, BioShock Remastered, and Resident Evil 7.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know. The BioShock series is pretty solid, man.
BioShock? Yeah, BioShock's pretty good. Alien Isolation, I know, is good horror, and I've heard... I think, yeah, Resident Evil 7 was the really good one that came out not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, any of those three would be great.
Nice.
Are you a PC guy, or are you a console guy there, Zodiac?
PC, mostly because that's just usually what I have. I haven't brought any of my consoles with me to college.
Yo, hit me up, dude. I'm playing some Escape from Tarkov.
I don't play much Escape from Tarkov.
Damn it, dude. This guy. You were at the top of the list, now you're at the bottom. Whatever.
I got a signature package from AK-41. I got to get a hold of him. Get some signatures made.
How many things did you bet on?
Only won 4.
I need to look at this next time.
Yeah, I think I spent like 18. I spent $18, but Home Depot gift matches donations minimum $25. So I donated $25.
Right.
So I get a
match.
That's
awesome.
And then I got a Crabs Discord emote, and they made me that Cookie Monster with the gun. I freaking love it.
I do. That is awesome. I want to bet next year to name my own stadium like Jose 43. And
yeah,
I want to name one of the stadiums the Bazooka Joe Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good. You know, like the Derek Zoolander. I think that's a solid one. We're going to go with that.
Yeah, he posted a picture in the Crabs server of the All-Star Stadium votes.
Yeah.
Like half of them are named after
Vote Jose. I know, and we're not even close for hosting the All-Star game now. The Bruce City Bears are at 10.
Well, we just hosted it last season.
Oh, we did? Okay.
There's no one else was allowed to host it, so...
Oh, there you go.
Got it by default. Dillos don't win awards.
No, God, no. MVPs, nothing like that. Just win the World Series. That's it.
Yeah.
No one wants to vote for the World Series winners, I guess.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, maybe if we get second place this year, we'll get GM of the year.
I cannot believe you and Jackers have been just been shafted on the last two seasons after winning the World Series.
Snubbed, honestly.
Yeah. I cannot believe it.
And I was lit on accident during the awards stream the first year.
Yeah.
Jacker's like DM me. He's like, dude, you gotta shut the hell up. Oh, it's all for fun. He's like, you're being a dick.
Yeah. That happens sometimes. Somebody gotta reel you back in.
Oh man. Well, I looked up our primetime picks. Of course, you know, you did better than me again. And you and Zodiac went six. Well, you got 6 out of 7.
Okay.
Am I missing one? Oh. Lunar must have won. Okay. So you and me both had Maui, and then me and Zodiac both had Vancouver over your Nashville Stars.
Yeah, how dare you guys?
Well, you proved us wrong.
Yeah. I know. But I don't know. I always seem to beat you by one.
Yeah. It's kind of BS.
Well, what about your total season things? Who's your division winners and stuff like that?
Shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for this. I know I picked Nashville.
I went with New York Voyagers over you guys. So we'll see how that plays out. But, well, real quick, actually, what's your biggest surprise for the majors right now? I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, but what's your biggest surprise team for the majors?
Let me pull up the standings.
I mean, the Sloths won, 16 in a row to start off almost?
Yeah,
they just got swept, actually, by us. But they're 30-10, and New Orleans is 30-10. I knew they were going to be good. I just didn't know they're going to run away from Seattle from this.
Yeah, I guess it's got to be Lunar Base.
Yeah, sitting at 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say either Lunar Base or New Orleans. I guess if we bump to Miners. I also didn't ask you the Zodiac, but who would you say is your biggest surprise team for Miners?
Let me pull up the minor league standings real quick. I've got to say, I didn't expect the Bears to run away with it as much as they have. Those guys feel dominant this year so far.
Yeah, I agree. I did not expect that. I didn't expect them to be up there also. California's always in the running, but God, they're poor. They're piss poor this year.
They were the ones winning all the awards last year. Mm-hmm. And the MVP and 4 silver sluggers all gone, all called up.
Yeah, but did they actually deserve those awards? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I guess.
I mean, they were in the World Series and now they're 14 wins. So, and that's maybe
true. Yep, I guess they did deserve it. So seeing how they totally, yeah, that.
Hi there, PBE. I'd love to invite you over to our PBE Casino Discord server. That's where all of our biggest supporters and players hang out. You can come and suggest new games. You can seek out fellow users for user bets. You can get the first knowledge of when we're posting new games, when we've paid out your games. Check your payments errors, check your balance, a lot of great stuff. So if you'd like to learn more, feel free to check out any of our casino games. We have a link to the server there on the casino sub forum. So PBE Casino, come play.
That team is completely dog crap right now, but they'll get better.
And the Bears, when I was trying to do a bunch of simming and kind of figuring our stuff out, the Bears always simmed better, like in first place.
Oh yeah. And yeah.
So I was putting us against them a bunch of times trying to find out how we matched up, and then I looked at their rotation and it was three righties that were all pretty good. And I think for the most part the whole league hits better off lefties. And yeah. So if you have a decent righty pitcher, I think you're set up pretty good. And they're like whole pitching staffs almost righties.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how good their pitching staff is actually right now. But their hitting is
leading the minors. First in the league, yeah.
Yeah, in every category basically, except for home runs, which are second. But other than that, everything else is first. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's still young in the season.
And they still have Greenwall, who's on his, fifth year as a minor leaguer?
Yeah.
Good Lord. He's tearing it up.
I was looking the other day, so we are in our situation because inactive starting pitchers had to be called up. One of which was Zach Taylor, who is on your Cancun Toros.
Yeah, I haven't looked too much how he's been doing.
He's 2-6 with a 6.62 ERA.
Good Lord.
So yeah, I'd say probably worth the call up.
glad we can't use him. And then the other call up is our buddy Urin Voodoo, one of the best minors pitchers in baseball over the past four seasons, is 0-6 with an 8.66 ERA.
Just getting killed, man.
Man, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that'd be a lot more useful for us, but.
Yeah, it sucks to see guys go up and struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the situation with the cap. That they got to take them and use them because they're cheaper.
You forgot the guy right above Goo, Casey Mize. Ugh, garbage. 6-3.
Never heard of her.
Yep. Gross.
Yeah, he's leading the team in wins, leading the team in strikeouts.
He has a nice solid 3.45 ERA, I guess.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about him. He doesn't want to join a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 12.5. Yeah. Let's see. We got current sportsbook bets, man. What do you got going on there? Because I don't even touch that.
Well, yeah, I got the World Cup thing.
Let me pull this up, actually. I haven't even looked at the casino in a while. Let me pull this up.
Yeah, I was talking to I try to give Jabs my opinion, whether he wants it or not, which I know he doesn't 99% of the time.
Yeah.
I try and give him at least one or two opinions every day. And I realize on the main server, you can pick a role and get notifications when they post stuff. And I told him he needs to get that done for the sports book because I freaking missed out on the player props bets this year.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice. I was sick as a dog, but yeah, I didn't even notice it until like the day after they had closed.
Yeah, I haven't been really keeping up on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I've dude, you been... probably make some good money because you're pretty on point with your primetime picks.
I know. Yeah. It's all off of feel too, man. I just kind of rub the nips and then just guess.
Yeah, and the thing I like is he's got, I think everything's got a free bet. And then he added one of my ideas I threw at him. He added a match play. It was kind of stupid that I was betting like $1 million on all these bets. And then I would take one and do like $100,000 free bet. So right. Now he's got a match play where I can bet half and the casino will cover the other half.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's not bad.
Yeah.
What about you, Zodiac? Are you betting anything?
Yeah, I bet on a few things at the start of the year. Obviously, put 500K match on the Dillos, so that's Dillo. Well. And then I
I was actually high on the Wheelers to break expectations, and that hasn't worked out so well, but I only bet 250K on them, so still not positive on that.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not a bad call.
The 13 and 28 Wheelers.
I don't know what their deal is, but I thought they drafted well the last year. 2 years. Or two.
Yeah.
The guys running it, they were more concerned with having a nice, fun, active server, which, I mean, you keep people updating and it'll eventually work out.
But I'll be honest with you, nothing's more fun than winning, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just look like, I don't know, they're struggling. Starscream's got a 5.44 ERA. I don't know. I don't know if it's, I haven't looked into their like settings or anything. They got anything weird going on.
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask you to look at the Nashville settings for the bullpen, but I can do that myself after this, but
I got it pulled up right here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, so you guys got four relievers now too?
We have a bot also.
Kiwi Mace.
Yeah, that's our boss. That's our bot with the 6.2 ERA.
This is I think last week's save file from the other day, but
I don't know, man. They keep on for some reason the bot keeps on being used over Juan Rodriguez, and it's kind of frustrating because Juan's a lot better than him, and I'd like to see him get more innings, but he's pitched 9 games. I've pitched 16. I don't know how many innings he has, but he's 14 innings only. And the bot, which can be, has 20 innings, so that's kind of frustrating, but I don't know.
So going to pitching game log. So, yeah, it looks like he comes into games, you know, that are about four runs apart or more.
Yep. Yeah, kind of lose.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's going to be your problem.
Doesn't happen too often for us when we run away with a game or we're getting completely smoked.
And then Juan Rodriguez, I mean, he's in, you know, all the time, but they're closer games, it looks like. Should probably have his pitches capped a little bit. I don't know. I get sort of lost just kind of going through here trying to like figure stuff out and
just have Chris keep on updating, man.
That's like the main thing is update. And
I mean, his last 9 games, he's 1-4 with an 8.08 ERA.
Yeah, that's not good.
I was talking to the Stars and I'm like, hey, man, you know, I got a buddy joining. I want to look into him, and then I was like, a week in, I'm like, never mind, don't look at him.
No, that's a different guy.
Yeah, exactly. No, don't look at him. No, I'm talking about Gritty. Look at him.
Last year, they're like, oh, hey, Cookie, anybody good on the Dillos you should take? And I'm like, oh, yeah, Joe Boris, he updates. He's active. He's always around. And that was literally like the last time I saw him.
That's crazy. Well, yeah, he ran into some school stuff too, and yeah.
Yeah.
But Zodiac, man, he's keeping Hex in it, it seems like.
Trying my best there.
Yeah, it could be extremely frustrating trying to keep someone in the league.
Yeah, he's a guy we really need though, so worth the effort.
Yeah. He seems when he's on, he's interested, so.
Yeah, he's a GM in that simulated casual super fun football league thing.
The same one that you're in or something?
Yeah. But yeah. He's a majors GM, and they're having trouble finding people to like do the back end stuff on the league and keep it going. And I think he's been involved trying to like keep it alive. So he's been spending a lot of time on that, I know.
Interesting. I didn't know he was from another sim league.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's how he got here or what, but I know I've seen him over there.
Probably. All right. Primetime picks. What do you got for us?
So we got picks coming up for next week. I guess some of these have already happened. If you have the, if you can pull up the scores.
Yeah, 1 second.
May 23rd. For we all took Detroit over Death Valley.
May 23rd, Detroit. Yep, Detroit won 4-1 over Death Valley.
All right, 1 point for all of us. May 24th, we all took Nashville. I see we smartened up this week, Joe.
We all took Nashville because they were playing Cancun and they won 10-7.
Oh, buddy, I just got you know, supporting your own team there, Zodiac?
I'm getting TPE now to support him later.
Smart. Oh, nice. Smart man.
And then
this podcast is brought to you by AU Gold's updater tool. Suck at math? Always getting annoying messages from GMs, updaters, and auditors? Look no further than the AU Gold updater tool. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, enter your update. 2, apply your TPE. 3, copy and paste to the update thread. No more Google Sheets, boring arithmetic, and checking the update scale. Use the updater today.
A professional answer.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I picked him to finish last in the division for the same reason. So, you know.
There you go.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. dude, that TPE at the end of the season from the season predictions is like one of the best damn things about the season.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I had an okay season. Here comes the off season, and then you're like, all right, 20-something points from TPE. You're like, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I only picked up the 10 from the championship week, and I'm looking at people, how'd they get that much?
Oh, because you're a waiver pickup?
Yeah, I didn't get the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
How many did you get last year, Dak?
One less than you.
Yeah. I just want to remind you, but keep on going.
May 27th. We all took the Voyagers over the Aviators.
Oh, dude. Aviators beat the Voyagers 15-3.
Ooh.
Smacked them.
Might have been a good pick if the Voyagers showed up, but you know.
Right.
Can't get everyone.
Nope. The Voyagers have been looking iffy this year.
The Voyagers?
Yeah.
That's because they're all playing off, spending their time playing that Marvel Snap game.
Nerds.
Going forward, so then it goes like, I thought it was a typo, but it goes like a whole month in the season until they do another primetime game.
What?
And so the next primetime game is not till June 20th.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
We all picked the Sloths over Vancouver. And
yeah, learned my lesson last week.
Yeah, those dude that runs Vancouver ain't got a clue what he's doing anyway.
No, that guy's a dumbass, dude. I'm so glad I didn't get drafted by him.
He is absolutely destroying us in advanced fantasy, by the way.
I mean, I don't even look at that stuff. I just want exactly what you just said. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Every time they get updated, I look just for that one time that I'm going to be ahead of him.
Yeah. he talks so much smack about fantasy, but it's like, do you have any actual like real rings? Like, I don't know, the Dillos do.
Where are all Vancouver's rings?
Yeah, exactly.
All the way cool. Back in season 6.
You can keep on taking home those fantasy baseball ones. Good big whoop, dude. They won it in season 6? Well, good for them. Was he even there?
Vancouver, they won like 5 in a row in like the first 6 years. And they haven't been back in the World Series since then.
2018, 19, ooh. 20, 21, and 22. Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Damn.
I guarantee you Scud had no idea about that. Or was like just a baby in the womb thinking of that. He wasn't even in PBE.
Yeah, he just took over that team a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, yeah. And totally was just dragged it in the mud.
Oh man, let's check out their team history page.
Kind of been holding pattern for the last few seasons. 63 wins last season before they what happened to them in the playoffs?
I think they got out in the wild card by the eventual winner, Boise.
No, San Antonio.
Oh, okay. I mean, that division, that West division is, I mean, they got the Sloths, the Vandals, and the Raptors, which is killer, but looks like the Raptors, I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs this year, sitting at 17-23, man. So, be interesting to see, but yeah, it looks like the Vandals are always kind of in there, around there. It's just unfortunate they're in the same division as the Sloths.
So I guess, we should have Punk24E record a little error correction. Isn't there one of the shows like Pardon the Interruption? At the end of it, one of the dudes reads off all the things they said wrong.
Yeah, Stat Boy, Tony Reale or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. He always chimes in and messages me when I say something wrong, which is multiple times per episode. We should have him do that, record that, and we'll put it on the next episode. So Ted Stern is the GM of Vancouver. He was the Puerto Rico Rana's GM and then moved there last season, and Scud's the co-GM. And I think Stern, I talked to his brother, the GM of Puerto Rico. They're from around where we're at, and big Mariner fans too.
Oh, really? Nice.
And, but it looks like I am Slim. He just became a GM of one of the minors teams. He used to be in minors head office, and then he stepped down. Now he's a GM.
GM of what team?
One of the minors teams.
The Swifties, it looks like.
Yeah, the Swiftsteeds. So
what a stupid name.
He's the one that was the GM of Vancouver season 1 through 3. Probably had a big reason why they won. So who knows, maybe the Swiftsteeds might be on the way up soon.
Yeah, dude. Dude built the first dynasty in the PBE.
Man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Props to that, dude. Winning 6 in a row, 5 in a row. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, the Swiftsteeds are actually, 16-25 ain't a bad season for them right now. And the funny thing is they can't even change the name, because isn't it one of the longest running teams like in the minors? I mean, they won 3 straight to start off the PBE minor league, so.
Yeah, and 5 of the first 6.
Yeah, and then the Dillos still won. Broken up by
1 Dillos championship, so.
Heck yeah!
Yeah, they're one of the, like, OG 4 teams.
God, that name, man.
Have you seen the first 4 teams?
No.
Alcatraz Sentinels, the Atlantic City Ballers, the Sherbrooke Hornets, and somehow of all four of those, the State College Swifties is still around.
I don't get it. The See, Alcatraz Sherbrooke one's pretty cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, there hasn't been much else changing. They used to have the Kingston Mounties. I forget. They're the Florida Flamingos now.
You got the San Bernardino 66ers.
Yeah, I was actually chatting with the guy that started that team today. We're in the same.
Who'd they change to?
They're the Firehawks now.
Oh,
sure. Did I tell you I'm doing a PBE Survivor on Discord?
I think you did. What does that include?
We're on our third challenge and I still have no idea. I haven't watched Survivor in probably 15, 20 years.
I didn't even know that.
I was super into it when it started.
Dude, I honestly thought it was like a survival football pick'em.
No, dude, like the show Survivor.
Oh, I don't watch
show
that.
Where you're on an island.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was like, what was the first year? Like in 2001?
Yeah, something like that. That's what I'm
Jesus
saying.
Christ. It's just as old. It's just as old as Zodiac, dude. Get out of here.
So they broke us up into three groups or three tribes, and you get voted off, and you do these challenges. And so we were chatting today, and everyone was wondering who I was, and it was like, oh, I'm the guy that created founded the Firehawks when they were the 66ers. And he's like, yeah, we had pretty good success there. And I was like, yeah, it's weird. It kind of ended right when I became a GM.
Two in a row, baby.
Making friends on Survivor.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta make those relationships. I'm not the smartest, tool in the toolbox, so
you say that again.
Kill them with kindness so they don't kick me out of there.
Yeah, I've been sitting in the audience for Survivor, just kind of following along. Your tribe hasn't been to tribal council yet. I haven't seen you guys haven't been at each other's throats yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Alright, now I'm interested. I might need to join next year.
Yeah, well, they got it all set up. We got like you got to add another server. I know you're a fan of
God
that.
God damn it. Jesus Christ. I get so many notifications because you told me to turn it back on.
Dude, no. I told you to go through it. And
you know me.
Mute you it correctly. I finally went through the Dillo's one last night and combined some of the channels so we'd stop getting two pings every time it's the server Twitch started.
Gosh, and I'm part of the... Yeah, PBE, I'm part of the Nashville. Anytime the stream goes live, I get like four notifications on my phone. I'm just like, geez, all right.
Dude, so you got to mute.
I know what I have to do, all right? Things. Do I have the power and time to do it?
Oh, jeez.
I feel like Anakin Skywalker. I know what I need to do, all right?
I'm sure there's a bot somewhere.
Yeah.
Seems to be a bot for everything, but. Like Zodiac was saying, so like, I wonder how many roles they have in this thing. But they have all these rooms and channels and stuff set up, and you get moved around, and you can see stuff, and then you can't see stuff. And the other day, I had to go do like a challenge and talk to anybody in my tribe, and like all of a sudden, my little tribal chat room was gone, and I couldn't even get in it. And dude, it's crazy. And then you got the audience. You can see all the audience here, and they can't type anything, but they can look and see what you're doing, what you guys are all talking about. It's pretty funny. It's pretty cool.
It is nice having this like omniscient.
Hey everybody, it's Jabs here with the PBE Casino. Come on out and check us out. We're under the Player Central tab on JSync. Got a lot of great stuff going on, new betting opportunities every single week. on majors games, minors games, real life sports. You can bet with fellow users. And coming soon, in a season or so, we're going to have the PBE stock market back. So check us out on JSync, and we'll see you there.
Perspective, because I can see everyone's confessionals. If anyone makes alliance chats, I can go see those.
So you're into it.
Oh yeah, it's been fun watching these tribal councils where alliances are there and then they're not there and then they're back there. It's wild.
Well, that's kind of weird because I can't even see the tribal councils, and so I know who's been voted off, but we don't even know what goes on there. So, but yeah, the confessionals are pretty funny. I'm trying to take, where the hell did mine go? I can't find mine all of a sudden. But I gotta scroll down there. It is under confessionals. Right. No, I was like super bored. It took forever for the next thing to come out. And I was like, I found a volleyball on the beach the other day, drew a face on it, and had some good conversations with it.
God. Where do you find these channels?
So it's a dude, it's a PBE thing.
I know it is, but good lord. You go like deep into PBE, man.
Well, no, you know what I do? I told you this before, and I'm assuming you probably don't do it, is I hit the view new post button all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I hit the view new post button like almost half the time I get on, just kind of scroll through stuff, and that's how I find, you know, all sorts of random shit.
Cool.
Vote for the All-Star Game hosts, people's written media that looks interesting. Oh, here's a new player. Allison Chains.
Ah.
Oh, it's someone recreating for next year.
I'm hoping that next year's draft, man, is gigantic.
kind of need it, to be honestly.
Yeah, because this year sucked.
Yeah, if it's less than, so what, our fourth round picks are going to be 40 through 50?
Yep. Or
30 through 40?
Our fourth round picks will be, it'll be 30 through 40.
Okay. So yeah, we want to make sure there's 40 people. Because yeah, we got quite a few thirds and fourths. So if we can salvage a team and just need to fill a couple holes, then they're useful and we can trade up and grab some better players. Or at the worst, you know, grab a bunch of people. But yeah, we're loaded in that third and fourth round. So we need some people. I heard them mention, the recruiting team was mentioning that next season is the season we get a blast from OOTP.
That's like what I was hearing also. I just hope that the majors know that this next year's draft is going to be, what, 30 picks long? That's it?
Oh, no way. Not even.
Yeah. 21 or something?
No, like 15.
How?
Dude,
we went to 21 picks?
Yeah, and half of our picks are already inactive. They're not going to want to draft them and have to pay them.
Yeah.
The only people that they're drafting and paying are pitchers.
Yeah.
If you're a 100 inactive batter, they have zero use for you because you cost so much money.
Right.
And would just kill the team. So yeah, they're all of our inactives are safe.
Yay.
Might lose some of our pitchers.
Shit.
I was gonna remind you that Steve Lee is the pitcher that my dad built.
The one with an 8.07 ERA?
Yeah.
Tell your dad thanks.
I sent him a screenshot the other day. Hey, great job building this pitcher. You must
have you seen the render of him?
What you're doing.
Those are some mean chops this guy has on, dude. From South Korea.
Yeah, Seoul, South, Ghana, West Africa, I think.
I was from South Korea. Oh, born in. I gotcha. That ain't no South Ghana.
Thomas Nitro is still in a freaking Florida jersey. Drives me nuts. Right on. Well,
so
shoot.
So is Chris Gamble. But whatever. But we made it.
Let's see. Just out of curiosity, Nitro pitched in a loss to Florida. And Chris Gamble did not pitch against Florida. Not in the last 10 games, he didn't.
Are you saying collusion?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying maybe these stats will say something that, you know, I don't say explicitly.
Florida's cheating.
Confirm.
Let's bring it up. Get him out of here.
They do. They are leading the East right now.
Yeah,
they are. They are doing. They're doing good.
Jesus, slow down on the tokes.
Oh, dude, I can't believe I didn't cough this entire episode.
Oh, I'm doing the same thing, dude. I've been muting myself every time I've been coughing. I'm not feeling well either. I don't know what you did.
I don't know how to mute. I got a like $10 microphone. I don't think it. I can unplug it.
God, just. I got this nice one, dude. I sound great. I got this low voice right now. I need to keep on going, but yeah, I'm tired though. So
yeah, I'm gonna go lay down. I gotta make my football pick'em picks.
It's that easy to make $4 million there, Zodiac.
Yeah, an hour already gone. Wow.
Yeah. This might be actually the shortest episode we had.
Yeah.
Usually we kind of wake up at about an hour 10, hour 15, and we're like, oh, I think we're good now.
And then we go, oh, let's talk about the Mariners. And then we go on another 30-minute rant of how much we hate the Mariners. So
yeah, or golf or.
Yeah.
Well, and we got to cut down the amount of time we talk shit about Clawdaddy now that he's in the league and could
possibly. Well, maybe we can add a little bit more time about talking shit about Scud. Maybe we can do that.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Bring on Clawdaddy and roast him live.
Ooh.
So we can't get Scud.
We can get four of us on the Dillos. That'd be baller.
Oh, bring on Clawdaddy, roast Scud. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I don't want to get Scud on here.
I can't believe we got outbid on that. That pisses me off.
You need to do better next time and let me know because I had no idea.
I failed. Oh, you did too. I told you about it in plenty of time.
I don't know. I was taking a nap. I was debating whether I wanted to be your co-GM or not, so get out of here. I've been doing wonderful job ever since.
Well, we'll see if we round it up again next week and not be sick or having a baby or doing something stupid. So
that's for sure.
All this life getting in the way.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us there, Zodiac. Hopefully we'll get you on another one.
Yeah, I'd be glad to hop on again.
Cool.
Right on, man. All right. Well, take it easy. Get to bed. Get to school. Get done. We'll talk to you later.
Do your homework, damn it.
All right.
All right, guys. You have a good night.
Later.
See ya.
Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard, and every time I'm barefoot, it makes it really hard. When that sun goes down, they can all be found setting little traps back there. Armadillos are so rude, Armadillos, they don't care. Who can say where they came from? Well, I guess we'll never know. But they're gonna keep digging, no matter where they go. And while you dream the night before that morning light, they'll be coming out to get some air. Armadillos keep digging, armadillos, they don't care. Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard. And every time I'm barefoot, it makes it really hard. When that sun goes down, they can all be found setting little traps back there. Armadillos are so rude. Armadillos, they don't care. Armadillos keep digging. Armadillos, they don't care. Lord, they just keep digging.
Thanks for listening. If you are not yet a member of PBE and would like to learn more, visit us online at www.probaseballexperience.jcink.net.